愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习信主的三条路。
Tonight we're going to discuss the topic of three ways of conversion to the Lord.
从圣经看起来，我们信耶稣入门有三条路。
So from the Bible, there's actually records three ways in how we can convert or believe in the Lord.
上一次我们在这里来学习在神无所不能。
Last time, we had discussed that in God, everything is possible.
我们要带领慕道朋友，常常会有一个很困难的感觉。
When we are guiding truth seekers to church, we have a very difficult feeling in our heart.
所以困难感觉有两种。
So this kind of feeling is, there are two types.
第一个是我去哪里带人呢？
And the first kind of feeling is, where am I going to bring these people?
我熟悉的大概已经都带过了。
And for those that I know very well, I've already brought.
第二个困难。
And the second difficulty.
当我们带人来的时候，我们就想，我怎么能够让他信呢？
That if I do bring someone, how am I able to allow them to come to believe?
所以这两个困难成为我们传福音的障碍。
So these two difficulties have become a burden for us in our evangelism ways.
但是从圣经看起来，神可以带领我们找到他所要救的人。
But then from the Bible, we can see many examples of the types of people that he can come to save.
神可以开我们的心，听懂主耶稣讲的道。
And God can come to open their hearts so that His gospel can be brought to their hearts.
那我们现在要来看信主耶稣是三条路。
And so now we're going to look at the three ways and there three paths for people to convert to the Lord.
我们看约翰一书。
First, turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第一节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰一书第一章的一节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1.
论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这里说起初原有生命之道。
First John chapter 1 verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
这里讲生命跟道。这个都是抽象的，看不见的。
And so it talks about the word of life, that which is invisible.
但是接下去又说，我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And then it talks about what we have seen and what we have touched, manifested.
那到底怎么一回事？
Then how is this so?
第二节。
Verse 2.
这生命已经显现出来。
And then it says that life was manifested.
这个生命显现出来就是约翰福音的道成肉身。
And so the life manifesting is meaning that the word of life became flesh.
也就是主耶稣降世为人。
That is to say that Jesus came upon this earth, upon men.
那主耶稣活在世界上这一段时间，人可以听到他讲话，可以看到他做事，可以摸到他。
When Jesus was living on this earth, others could see what he had done, what he had spoken, and what the actions he did.
那这就是人信耶稣的三个方入门。
And so these are the three ways in which people can come to convert to the Lord.
首先我们来看他们在议论主耶稣，约翰福音第七章。
And let's look at John chapter 7, in which there are some people that are theorizing with the Lord.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
31节。
Verse 30.
他们就想捉拿他，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。31节。
Verse 31.
但众人中有好些信他的说，基督来的时候，他所行的神迹能比这个人所行更多吗？这个地方讲啊，有好些人信他。
And so it tells here that many people here believed in him.
为什么？
Why?
他们就问一个问题。
Because they asked a question.
他所行的神迹，难道有人行这么多吗？
Question was, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man has done?
神迹证明人做不到的，但是神做得到。
Miracles are a sort of a testament and is what man can do, but God can do.
神迹就是神的能力所留下来的痕迹。
And miracles are a testament of, or a mark of God.
我们看到人很伟大的作为，我们常常会赞美这个人的伟大。
So when we see the great works of man, we will many times praise this man.
我们看到神伟大的作为，不但证明神的存在，也证明神很伟大。
So not only we see the works of God, how beautiful and wondrous they are, but then we do know from this, we see that God is living and his works are great.
所以主耶稣叫门徒出去传道哩。
So when Jesus told the disciples to go out to preach,
然后用神迹奇事证明所传的道。
And then using signs and miracles to be a testament to the word.
道好像是一套理论。
And so word is like some kind of theory.
每个人都可以讲一套道理。
And so many people can state their opinions or theories.
每个宗教都有一套道理。
And all religions have their tenets and principles.
但是信主耶稣的不同是我们信这个道有神迹奇事来证明。
But believing in Jesus Christ is different because we have these signs and miracles that act as testaments.
让你很清楚知道这个道是对的，而且这个道是从神来的。
And it clearly tells us that what is this word about and that this word is from God.
所以主耶稣周围好多人听过道理，结果就体会到神的能力。
So amongst the population, they have heard about God and then they have believed.
今天我们在教会里面要来证明神与我们同在一个最直接有力量的方法就是神迹奇事的显明。
So today when we are evangelizing to truth seekers, one powerful way is through the signs and miracles of God.
因此在教会里面每一个困难常常是神显他的能力彰显他荣耀的机会。
Through sorrow and difficulties are mediums in which the Lord can exemplify or manifest His power.
我们常常听到信徒里面很美好的见证什么困难蒙神的帮助解决，不但荣耀神，而且坚固我们的信仰。
Many times we hear about these wonderful testimonies that not only show the power of God but also edify our spirituality.
那这个神迹在一般信耶稣的人越来越少。
And so these signs and miracles amongst those who believe are not that many.
但是在我们教会神迹还是很多。
But yet in our own church there is actually a lot.
这个证明神与我们同在，而且我们传的道理是从神来的。
This reveals just how living and alive the word God is and how God manifests among us.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's look at the book of John.
第二章。
Verse chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
23节 Verse 23. 当下耶稣在耶路撒冷逾过逾节时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。这里说主耶稣传道，好多人看见神迹就信他的名。
It says here that Jesus preached, and many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he did.
我们在79年福音传进奈及利亚。
In 1979, when we were preaching to Nigeria,
其实奈及利亚南部好像是一个基督教的国家。
In southern Nigeria, it seems to be a Christian portion of the nation.
每一个村庄都好几个教堂。
And you'll see many chapels there.
那一到礼拜天，你看到好多人穿着白衣服去聚会。
And then on Sundays, we'll see many people donned in white going to services.
那我们教会是怎么能够？进去而且建立起来。
And how is it that our church can go into that area and be established?
就是祷告发生功效。
And that is through the power and effectiveness of prayer.
从79年的前面10年，神迹其实好多，包括死人复活。
In the ten years prior to 79, there were many, many miracles that had happened.
很多在外教会祷告没有功效，到我们教会来便鬼也赶出去，病也得医治。
And there were others that did not receive any power from other churches, but came into our church and had taken out of them and other sorts of issues.
这个就是一种见证。
This is a type of testimony.
我们看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 3. Verse 2.
第一节说有一个法利赛人名叫做尼哥底母，是犹大城里的官。第二节。
Verse 2.
这个人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，没有人能行。”这里讲法利赛人，他是对旧约圣经相当的熟。
It talks here about Pharisees that are very versed in the Mosaic law.
那这个尼哥底母暗中来做门徒。
And this Nicodemus came upon Jesus.
暗中的，因为他晚上来见耶稣。
He came at night to meet Jesus.
他知道耶稣相当不同。
He knew that Jesus was very different.
但是他又不敢公开来找主耶稣。
But he didn't. He was not. He didn't proactively come to see Jesus.
因为他是法利赛人。
Because he himself was a Pharisee.
那他告诉主耶稣。
And he told Jesus.
你是从人来那里做师傅的。
He says that we know that you are a teacher who coming from God.
法利赛人也是在做师傅。
And a Pharisee is also coming to be a teacher.
但是他知道主耶稣不同。
But he knows that Jesus was different.
因为你行的神迹，没有神同在，没有人能行。
Because he knows that no one else can do these signs unless God is with them.
所以尼哥底母来找主耶稣，就是看见神的能力显明。
So Nicodemus coming to see Jesus was because he saw the signs.
他已经很虔诚了，道理懂得很多。
He was very, very deep and knowledgeable in the word.
到最后还是看到神迹来找主耶稣。
But yet, in the end, he saw signs that made him go see Jesus.
以后，主耶稣钉十字架以后，尼哥底母也公开做门徒。
And so, even after Jesus was crucified, Nicodemus became a disciple.
所以神迹奇事在现在也还是很重要，证明我们的道理，证明神与我们同在。
Signs and miracles are still very important. It's a testament of the word and also that God is living among us.
但是从这里入门以后，我们就看主耶稣就给他。讲一段道理。
And then after that, Jesus told Nicodemus a teaching.
人若没有不是从水生跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
And that was unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
可见从这个看见来入门，还是需要有一道手续要完成。
So in order to see Jesus, there is still something that you must do before that can happen.
虽然道理懂得很多，还是离不开从水跟从圣灵生。
Even though you are very well versed in the teachings, you still cannot depart from the water and the spirit.
这个就是得救的正道。
And this is the truth of salvation.
所以入门是看见神迹，但是真正要进到神的国，还是要接受这个得救的要道。
To convert, it is from signs and miracles, but to completely be saved, it is from this water and the Spirit.
这是我们在主耶稣传道的时候所看见的。
And this is this kind of what we have seen when we were evangelizing.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
第九节。
John chapter 12 verse 9.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来了，不但为耶稣的缘故，也要看他从死里复活的拉撒路。第十节。
Verse 10.
连祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了。十一节。
Verse 11.
因为有好多犹太人为耶路撒冷的缘故回去了信耶稣，为拉撒路的缘故。这里讲拉撒路死里复活以后。
This talks about the occurrences after Lazarus was brought back to life again.
祭司长要把他杀掉。
And even the chief priest wanted to kill him.
因为这个见证太有力量。
Because this testimony that happened was so
powerful. 大家都知道。
Everyone knew.
这个村庄死了一个人死了四天。
They knew that this person had died for 4 days already.
结果又活过来。
But then he came back to life.
这个没有办法否定的事实。
And this is a reality that cannot be gone against.
那有好些人为拉撒缘故就信了耶稣。
But so many people believe because of what happened to Lazarus.
所以今天我们对神迹奇事还是觉得需要。
So today we still believe that there is a necessity for having signs and miracles.
连那个尼哥底母这么懂道理的人还是看到神迹来。
And even for Nicodemus, so well versed in the teachings, he was he believed from these signs.
因此有时候我们想说到底慕道者要怎么跟他传呢、啊、其实不是很困难。
So many times we think just how difficult it might be to preach to these truth seekers, but it's not that difficult.
就讲我们体验的神迹。
Just talking about what we have experienced in God.
带这个教会里面体验过神迹的给他看。
And then bring them to tell them about the signs and miracles in our church.
看见这个就是证明，不然你怎么解释？
And just having them see it is enough. You don't need to really explain.
如果这不是从神来的，那这个怎么完成呢？
If this is not from God, then of course, then it wouldn't be complete.
哦，所以到了使徒行传，我们看到好多的神迹奇事，好多人就信了耶稣。
So we see in the Acts of the Apostle days that so many people saw signs and miracles and believed.
我们看《使徒行传》三章的第九节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 3 verse 9.
使徒行传三章第九节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 9.
百姓都看见他行走，赞美神。这里讲一个一生生来是瘸腿的人。
This over here talks about a lame man that was lame from birth.
结果彼得奉耶稣的名叫他起来走。
But Peter, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, asked him to rise up and walk.
哇，结果大家就赞美神了。
And then everybody praised the Lord.
哦，那彼得就借着这个地方，跟他们讲主耶稣。
And Peter utilized this example for them to know about God.
你们所钉死的那一位。
He said that, this is the person that you have crucified.
他就是救主。
And he is the one that is the true
Savior. 今天我奉他的名，这个人就从死。就起来走路。
And to the name of Jesus Christ, this man leapt and walked.
这个见证非常有力量。
This is a very powerful testimony.
所以到了第四章。
And so in chapter
第四节。
Verse 4.
信主的男丁就增加到五千了。
So the number of people who believe went to 5,000.
那这神迹其实从哪里来？
So where did these signs and miracles come from?
就是从祷告来的。
It's from prayer.
所以第二章大家都被圣灵充满。
And so in the next chapter is when they all was they in chapter 2 was when they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
教会有神的同在。
And the church was had the Holy Spirit abiding in it.
有神的能力。
And it had God's great power.
神迹奇事显明。
Signs and miracles manifested.
好多人看到神的荣耀就来信。
Many people saw the glory of God and came to worship.
所以我们真耶稣教会的发展其实圣经已经讲得很清楚应该怎么做。
The prosperity of True Jesus Church is very clear in the Bible and tells us how it can be done.
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传的第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
众人又看听见又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意听从他的话。这讲腓力行的神迹。
This talks about the miracle that happened to Philip.
大家就听他的话。
And everyone listened to his words.
保罗说，我用神迹其实证明使徒的身份。
Paul said, using signs and miracles to,
我是使徒啊。
Oh, to proclaim that he's an apostle.
今天我们看很多的基督徒在信仰一生当中很少看到神迹。
We see many times as believers of God or apostles that we may not see many, many signs and miracles.
这个真的我们真耶稣教会传福音一个非常有力的地方。
And this is a very powerful area in preaching.
每一期圣灵报拿过来翻到最后见证都是讲很多的神迹。
So if you actually receive some kind of periodical from our church, it actually talks about a lot of signs and miracles that happen.
那现在这个神迹应该包括人怎么改变自己的生活。
And so signs and miracles includes how a person transforms their lifestyle.
好像戒酒啦，好像能够吸毒，能够戒掉。
That is to abstain from alcohol and smoking.
或者个性能够改变。
Or to change their own personality.
从很忧愁的忧郁症变成很喜乐，那这种改变也是很大的神迹。
Like for a person who is very depressed to being very joyful, so this is the power of transformation.
那神的能力进到就有神迹显明。
So God's power has entered, and then signs and miracles manifest.
这是第一个。
And this is the first
信仰的入门，因为看到神的能力显明。
This is the first way to believe in the Lord is through signs and miracles.
第二个。
For second.
是从听到来的。
And second way is from listening to the word.
我们来看约翰福音第七章。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
好，约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.Verse 45.
第七章四十五节。
John chapter 7 verse 45.
差役回去啊，到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说：“你为什么没有带他来呢？”啊，这里讲啊，祭司长差遣这个差役要去抓住耶稣。
It says here that these officers have come to capture Jesus Christ.
那后来差役就回来了，空手回来。
And then they came back empty-handed.
啊，他们就问这个差役说：“你为什么没有把他带来？”
And then they asked, "How come you did not bring him?"
四十六节
，verse 46.
这个差役回答说：“从来没有像他这样说话的。”
And officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man."
四十七节
，verse 47.
法利赛中说：“你也受了迷惑吗？”
The Pharisees answered, "Are you also deceived?"
从法利赛人来讲啊，主耶稣讲话会迷惑人。
So from what Pharisees said that Jesus, what Jesus said would deceive somebody.
但是从差役来讲，这样讲过话的人没有这样的。
But then the officers did not see it in the same light.
为什么会有这样的不同？
Why is there a difference in opinion?
因为如果我们看主耶稣，就看他所讲的道理。
Because when we see Jesus Christ, we see what the words he says.
如果他不是神，你没有办法解释。
If he is not God, you can't explain.
你看到我就看到神。
When you see me, you see God.
神在我里面，我在神里面。
Because God is in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is in God.
这样的讲道没有人讲过，也没有人敢讲。
And this is a type of sermon speaking that no one else would dare to speak or can speak.
你到底是谁？
Who are you?
什么看到你就是看到神。
Why is that when I see you, I see God?
如果耶稣不是真的神，那就是变成一个他是不正常的人。
If Jesus Christ is not God, then he would just be an abnormal person.
主耶稣说，还没有亚伯兰就有我了。
And Jesus said, before Abraham, there was me.
I am.
I am.
就是亚伯拉罕之前，我已经存在。
Saying that he had already existed before Abraham.
这个也是人不敢讲的。
And this is not something anyone would dare to speak.
但是为什么他肯讲？
And why does he dare to speak?
他就是神。
Because he's God.
所以主耶稣讲的道，真的是人世间没有人讲过的。
And the words that he speaks, no one in this world would speak.
复活在我，生命在我。
And resurrection and life is in me.
这个也没有人敢讲。
It's not something anybody would dare to say.
我可以叫人复活，我就是生命本身。
I can tell someone to resurrect. I am life.
所以这些话，我们在深入的查考，我们就发现这个话是真理。
In our deep studies, we realize that what he says is a truth.
是我们人类问题的答案。
And it is the answer to mankind's questions.
人很多的问题是因为找不到答案，所以人活得很辛苦。
So the man's questions are what makes our life very difficult.
那个答案就是主耶稣的话。
But then the answer, the ultimate answer, is the words.
那整个主耶稣的话，那个箭头到最后指到哪里去
？So where does this whole
那个方向？主耶稣讲的话，那个方向到最后指到哪里
？Where does this direction lead to？
就是指到他本身呢、啊。
That direction leads to his own nature.
所以他的教训到最后就是告诉我们，哦，人只有得到他本身，问题才有答案。
His teachings tell us that through him we receive the ultimate answer.
没有一个人这样讲过。
And there is no one that has ever said this before.
我就是生命之粮。
That I am the bread of life.
我本身是生命之粮。
That I am the bread of life.
这个没有人敢讲。
No one would dare to say.
到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And it's saying that those who believe in me will not perish.
他才能够使人的生命丰盛。
So that he is the bounty of life.
人的生命啊，才能够感觉到啊一种啊平安跟喜乐。
That in him our lives can be felt in peace.
主耶稣说：“我这是道路、真理、生命。”
And Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
所以他有很多的话语，到最后让我们只能够相信他是神。
He has many sayings that only allow us to lead to believe that he is God.
我就是世界的光。
Because I am the light.
跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
That who shall walk with me will shall never walk in
darkness. 人类历史没有一个人这样讲过的。
No one in ages has said this.
我就是光。
I am the light.
跟从我就不在黑暗。
That whoever walks with me shall not walk in darkness.
这是极深的道理。
This is a very fundamental truth.
所以啊，主耶稣一生讲过的话大概五六百句。
So, the things that he has said, about 500 to 600 sayings.
今天就是我们信仰的基础。
And these are the root of our faith.
所以那个差役在那里听一听啊，没有人这样讲过，我怎么可以抓他呢？
And so, you could say that no one has ever said this. So how could I grasp onto him?
所以今天如果我们信仰动摇
，So if our faith is
动摇
living,
是因为我们对神的话认识不够深。
If it does not live, then it's because we have not recognized His word.
如果你从神的话这样一直研究下去
，If you truly research into His word,
到最后我们的信仰就是扎根在神的本身
，then your faith will really take root.
就不会动摇
，and will not be movable.
神的话很可贵
，so God's word is very precious.
啊，在《使徒行传》里面
，in the book of Acts,
安提阿伯的太监
，and they're in Antioch.
他为什么会信呢？
Why did this person Antioch believe?
他不是看到神迹信了。
And it's not because of what he had seen.
我们看第八章《使徒行传》。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
这个第八章在讲安提阿伯的太监，他很渴慕道理。
And so it talks about the Ethiopian eunuch.
他很渴慕道理。
And he was very serious in studying the word.
坐在马车上，他在念以赛亚书。
And when he was sitting on the chariot, he was reading the book of Isaiah.
结果腓力啊，被圣灵感动就靠近他。
And then Philip, through the movement of the Holy Spirit, drew him closer to him.
问他说：“你念的你明白吗？”
And asked him, "Do you understand what you read?"
他说：“没有人教我怎么明白呢。”
And he said, "I was not taught this, so I don't know what to believe in."
然后34节。
And in verse 34,
那个腓力啊就问他啊，太监就问他以赛亚书的事情。
And so Philip asked the eunuch some things in Messiah in the Isaiah.
以赛亚书就是旧约的福音书，里面好多预言耶稣的事情。
Isaiah is the book of salvation. It talks a lot of prophecies about Jesus Christ.
那35节，腓力就开口从圣经对他讲耶稣。
So Philip opened his mouth and talked about Isaiah and things of God.
哎，听完了，哎，这个36节，腓力就洗礼了。
And so right after speaking that, this eunuch was baptized.
所以我们教会这个道理其实很宝贵啊。
So the truth in our church is very precious.
如果他能够听得明白。
And if they can listen to it and believe.
他就知道这就是人生的至宝，因为这是进神的国的一个途径。
That they can understand that these are true jewels and that this is what is needed to get into heaven.
所以圣经说神的话啊，是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And so the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
所以好多人啊，本来心里很苦闷的，到教会来听道理，听，心就开了。
And so those who are very bitter in their lives, they can come to church and listen to the word, and it opens their hearts.
听，他得到智慧了，他就知道怎么生活。
And then they gain wisdom, and they know how to live their lives.
问题就开始有答案了。
And then questions suddenly have answers.
那到第十章，我们看《使徒行传》第十章。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
那这第十章就遇到另外一个人。
In Acts chapter 10, we meet another character.
就是哥尼流。
And that is Cornelius.
那哥尼流第二节在介绍他是虔诚人，全家都敬畏神。
And in verse 2, it says Cornelius was a devout man and one who feared God with all his household.
多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
He gave alms generously and prayed to God always.
所以他是大好的人。
So that he was a very good man.
所以人称他做义人。
So that's why people called him a very devout and upright.
行善事。
That he gave a lot of alms and did a lot of good things.
而且他的宗教信仰也有体验。
And that his own religious experience had experiences.
就看到天使。
He had seen an angel.
而且跟他讲啊，你的祷告周济都达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
And the angel said that your prayers had also been answered and remembered by God.
那这样的人到底缺乏什么？
So what is this person still lacking?
因为今天我们也遇到一些慕道朋友，跟这个哥尼流一样，很有志，是一样很好的人。
Many times we'll encounter in Cornelius's and the truth seekers we bring.
他在不同的信仰里面。
That they are from a different religion.
到底他缺乏什么？
Or and what is it that they lack?
他缺乏道理啊。
They lack the true truth.
哦，所以彼得就去讲道理给他听。
So Peter preached some words to him.
啊，从第十章三十四节。
From Acts chapter 10 verse 34.
就介绍主耶稣。
And that is when he introduced Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是万有的主。
It says here that God is shows no partiality.
啊，万有三十六节，他是万有的主人。
That he is a the Lord of all.
哦，他是和平的君。
That he is the Prince of Peace.
他是复活的主。
That he is the Lord of Resurrection.
他是审判的主。
That he is the Lord of Judgment.
那这个道理一讲清楚。
And when this these words are clearly expressed.
哥尼流就得圣灵了。
Cornelius received Holy Spirit.
后来就洗礼了。
And then he received. Then he was baptized.
这个就听到道理来信了。
And that is when you listen to the word, you believe.
所以这个人要入门哦，第二个方法就听到道理，受感动，明白，他就来信。
To enter the gate, someone will hear the word and is moved and is comes to baptize and believe.
那第三条路
，and the third path
就是使徒行传第九章
，and that is recorded in Acts chapter 9.
就是保罗信耶稣。
And that is when Paul himself came to believe in Jesus Christ.
有时候我们如果遇到像一个人像保罗。
In our lives, when we meet someone like Paul,
我们常常讲进脑子，到底我要跟他讲什么
？Then you may think to yourself, what exactly will I say to this person?
真的，我们教会也有遇过一个信徒带一个慕道者来参加家庭聚会。
There's an example of a member who brought a truth seeker to a Bible study.
说他是留学德国的法律博士。
And said that this person was a scholar from Germany.
哦，那又是在大学里面在教法律。
And taught law in school.
哇，那领会的人一直在想，这个到底那今天晚上我要讲什么
？And then the one who gave the sermon was wondering, what am I going to say tonight?
想到最后就是讲平常要讲的。
And then he just spoke what he was going to speak.
那就迫切祷告。
And then prayed fervently.
这很奇妙啊！聚完会完了，那个人眼中流泪，他也受圣灵的感动。
And then mysteriously, this man, the scholar, received Holy Spirit, and he was moved.
她一个女的，后来继续来我们教会查考，后来受洗啊。
And this was a woman, and she eventually came to our church.
也不是谁把她变倒。
And it is not anybody that made her fall.
她也没有看到神迹。
Or saw signs and miracles.
就是体验神，祷告，体验摸到神。
She just simply experienced God.
哦，所以这个保罗怎么信耶稣？
So how did Paul believe?
去大马色路中，神的光照扑倒。
And that is being shown on on the road to Damascus.
瞎眼。
And he became blind.
这个就是他信主的开始。
That is how he began believing in Jesus Christ.
神的能力啊，让他进到他里面。
God's power entered into him.
所以他就信主了。
So that he believed.
哇，这是非常有力量的方法来带领一个人信主。
This is such a powerful way to lead someone to Christ.
所以有时候我们觉得最困难的人啊，其实神有最简单的方法。
So even the most difficult or sorrowful people, God has a way for them.
有时候我们觉得不可能的人，但是在神看起来，真的根本不是问题。
For the most impossible people, it is possible in God.
你想想看，保罗要到大马士革去，要逼迫基督徒的人。
So Paul on the road to Damascus, his aim was to persecute Christians.
结果在大马士他信了耶稣。
But on the road, he believed in Jesus.
这个一百八十度的改变了。
This is a 180 degree change.
就是他摸到耶稣，体验到。
It's because he felt and experienced Jesus.
我们1995年到莫斯科传道了。
In 1995, when we went to Moscow to evangelize,
大部分都是共产思想长大。
And so that was many of them were living under the age of communism.
什么没有神，什么都没有神，一切都是物质。
And so it was lacking society lacking God.
哦，他为什么会来信主？几十个人受圣灵。
Why did these people, these tens of people who baptized and come to believe?
有的你正在讲道，他头脑里面他就不能够认同。
So if you preach to these people that some of them just wouldn't fathom what you're trying to say.
但是跪下来祷告，他就得圣灵了。
But when they immediately knelt down, they received the Holy Spirit.
他讲不出神是什么，但是他体验到神。
They can't really explain it, but they felt God.
这个就是他信主的开始。
And so this is the beginning of his believing in God.
所以今天我们遇到什么很困难的人，什么很复杂的人，我们在想说可能没有药，对，在人来没有药，但是在神来这并不困难。
Sometimes you will meet the most difficult and impossible people, but then you may not think there's a way, but in God there's a way.
保罗都能信主的，还有谁比他更硬的？
If Paul can believe in God, then no one else, then sure anybody can.
所以我们在真耶稣教会圣灵的体验是非常有力量。
And so we realize that experiencing God is, has so much power in it.
圣灵
the Holy Spirit.
是非常真实的。
This is a very, very a true experience.
所以我们要带领人来信主。
So we have to bring those to believe in God.
如果神跟我们同工，
if God is with us,
圣灵在运行，
if the Holy Spirit is abiding with us,
让人有体验，
so the people will feel and experience God.
是不困难的。
And those who are going through difficulties.
让我们下礼拜有布道会。
Next week we have evangelical services.
我们不要预设立想说可能不会的，这个可能不会，什么都有可能发生。
Let us not think aboutit being impossible, anything is possible.
有的是看见会信，有的是听见会信，有的是摸到会信。
People, some see, some feel, some experience, or listen, and some experience.
就是我们尽量要多邀慕道朋友来参加。
So that is our duty to invite more truth seekers to come and listen.
主耶稣讲那个筵席的比喻。
And so Jesus told a certain parable.
有的第一个去请一个人。
And so the first person had invited someone.
他说我有一块土地，我没有空。
And said, I have this certain piece of land that I have a certain piece of land.
我没有空。
I don't have time.
第二个再去邀一个人，他说我有五对牛，我要去耕田。
And so there's a five oxen, and then I'm going to deal with these oxen.
那第三个再邀请一个人，我刚结婚。
And so they invited a third person that was just recently married.
有时候我们要邀请人来信哦，事业做太大的，没有空，他不是不想来，没有空。
So when we invite some people who are very busy with their lives, they don't have time.
好像那五对牛的。
Just like those five oxen.
有的太有钱了，太多忧虑了，我没有空。
And just like those who have a lot of money, they have a lot of worries, and they also don't have time.
或者生活太舒服，家庭很幸福的，他也没有空。
And also those who are experiencing a lot of comfort and pleasure, they also don't seem to have time.
其实这些都是神的恩典，但是有时候反而变成人追求神的障碍。
Actually, these are God's blessings, but they become their crosses and burdens for people.
那到最后是谁来？
But in the end, who comes?
就是勉强那个瞎眼的、瘸腿的这些人来。
And that is those who are the most unfortunate that come.
也就是说生活上有缺欠的，有需要的，有患难的，到最后反而比较容易得福音。
So it seems like it's easier for those who are going through difficulties for them to come to God easily.
所以有时候我们如果真的找不到人，就去找一些生活比较困难，或者刚刚移民来的，生活不安定的，或生病的，有什么压力的，这些人反而比较容易来听道理。
We can think of inviting those who are going through struggles, those who came to America recently or have some diseases and struggles.
求主耶稣带领祝福我们下个礼拜的布道会。
Let us continue to ask God to guide next week's evangelical services.
来唱首。
Let's please sing hymn.
51首，一调。
51。
一调。